When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time to head to the BetQL guest hotline shortly. We will be joined by Jim Nantz from CBS Sports. He'll be on the show in just a bit. Haven't talked to him in a while, so it'll be good to reconnect with him. And don't forget, before the show is done, we'll give you a chance to win Metallica tickets and $100 gift cards to Metropolitan Hospitality Group. But I believe Jim Nantz is joining us right now.
So Nancy called the Hail Mary, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he's calling the Ravens game this week.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot to talk to Jim about.
So back and forth. Coast to coast.
Yep. Busy man.
Jim, what's up, buddy?
Hello, friends.
Yes.
Good morning.
Jim, are you calling us from heaven on earth, also known as Pebble Beach?
Oh, I know it sounds dreamy right now, but I'm in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is pretty spectacular also. But, man, I'm so happy to be back with you guys. I've missed my sports junkies.
It's been a while. Where you
it's been? Yeah, you're right.
Where you been, man?
We got to get you in studio when you next time you're around. For sure.
You know what? Last week was the week to do it. I should have been on top of it. I should have called and invited myself over, but I would have come.
Yeah, you're always welcome. You know that. So, obviously, we got to get your impressions of Jay. I mean, the last play is what it is, and your call was spectacular as usual.
Oh, thank you.
But just like, what did you think in the kind of the days leading up to it, meeting him, talking to him, you know, talking to the coaches about him, all of that?
Well, I thought all along he was going to play. Now, remember, this was the second Commanders game for us in 3 weeks. We had him up the road in Baltimore, met with him there in person. Last week, we did not meet in person. We Zoomed with him on Friday morning. And, of course, at that time, there was all the question marks about whether or not he would play. We even had a long, great meeting with Marcus Mariota, just in case. But the prevailing feeling I had, even though they didn't give me any hint, was that he would play. It's probably driven by the fact that Tony had dealt with a number of rib injuries in his career and never missed a game.
Mm.
They always found a way to numb it and get him out on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, my impressions of him, it's all A++. It's just when you see it with your own eyes, and not on a monitor at home, and you see the precision. You see the comfort with moving around in the pocket, making things happen. You see his ability as a rookie to audible, call plays, no huddle at the line. I mean, that's like year four, year five stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the position has been conquered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Washington has his quarterback for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Dan Quinn, I have always admired Dan Quinn, back to the days when he was an assistant out in Seattle. So all these guys, you meet him on the journey. And, of course, he went to Atlanta, had a few of his games there, did a lot of the Cowboy games when he was the D coordinator. There's something about his motivational tactics, his way of communicating with people. He's like, man, he's the best. He's amazing. And I'm very excited to see the rebirth of the Washington franchise. It's been down for so long, and I know what the fan base is like there. I mean, it's exciting. This is a great boost to the league. And for neutral football fans to see Washington relevant and to know they're going to be relevant for a long time.
Hey, Jim, can you describe the mood in the stadium even before the Hail Mary? Because you're talking about the fan base being re-energized, haven't seen it for years. I'm sure that you and Tony and the whole staff there could feel what it was like in the stadium even before the Hail Mary happened.
I got to the stadium at 11:30 for a 4:25 game. Saw it come to life. I hadn't been there since the Thursday night game back when we had TNF, maybe 2017, 2018, I can't remember. But, yeah, it was electric. The matchup had so much sizzle to it with Caleb coming in and the Bears being hot. But more than that, it was just the fact that the home crowd had wielded its influence on the other home games, including the week prior against Carolina. Well, look, in the game, how many pre-snap penalties were there against Chicago? Five, maybe? I mean, the fans are making a difference. There's unquestionably the 12th man kind of attitude there. It's always been there. It's just it hasn't been able to kind of bubble to the surface here for a long time.
Jim, were you and Tony specifically kind of shocked that Caleb struggled so and just looked completely lost in the first half?
A little bit, yes.
Because I did not expect that.
Well, I didn't either. Now, I had two straight weeks where I had a really good young quarterback look awful at times. I had the week before Houston at Green Bay, and C.J. Stroud threw for 86 yards. And it wasn't his fault. He never could even breathe before a defender was on him. And it, I mean, 86 yards? That doesn't happen in the league anymore. Never threw a pick, but it was just running for your life every time you took a snap and it was a pass play. So I think some of it had to do for Caleb with the fact that they had a revolving door at left tackle. And once you started moving people around, even the left guard, Jenkins went out. I've lost his name for a second here. But they were out of order, out of place on their line, moving a guy from over here to move him to the left side and all this. And I think that had a lot to do with it. I think he was uncomfortable. And that's a credit to the Washington defensive plan. But he sure came to life in the fourth quarter, threw for, well, most of his yardage came in the fourth.
Right.
It was an interesting game in this respect. It was all field goals for the longest time. And those don't usually generate, you know, a lot of excitement. And then they had Swift break one, 12-7. And then the fourth quarter was suspenseful. You had the botch play by the Bears down at the goal line. That was stunning, that play call and the way it was executed. They said, I bet after the game, they had practiced it and repped it many times, but it sure didn't look like it. I'm sure they had. And then to get the ball back, go down a score, and it didn't feel like all day that Washington was in danger of losing the game. It felt like pure domination. And now you're going to lose this game? And the only way you can win it is to heave a pass that travels 65 yards in the air? It was... As far as Hail Mary goes, I think I said it on the air. I haven't gone back to look at it, but I said it was like the easiest catch at the end of a Hail Mary. It just like dropped in his hands.
Yep.
Well, there were so many side stories because you guys had showed the video of Caleb in high school at Gonzaga against our high school, DeMatha. Eric and I went there. And then, of course, that happens on the flip side. And then you had Stevenson, Tyreek Stevenson, you know, talking to the fans when the ball's in the air, basically. I mean, there were so many side stories to that.
Well, that video is quite an indictment. I don't know that I've ever seen at this level anybody ever be so lacking in focus with a game still undecided. And this is the NFL. And Matt Eberflus, Tony knows this from having Matt on the staff when he was the Cowboy quarterback. Matt measures in practice and in games loafing plays. It's a big thing for him. Loaf. You always should be the first to the ball. It goes on. Everybody is evaluated and graded on that. So it's always running to the ball, always running it out, always running through the base kind of in baseball. And then you got a guy spinning off in his own orbit with his back turned to the line of scrimmage. And you end up being the guy that tips the ball. Who knows what kind of position you might have been in if you actually had your head in the game. I read his apology after the game, which was smart to be preemptive. That's going to be a hard one to live down, though.
How would you compare Caleb and Jaden just in terms of their mentality, the way that they approach the game, their off-the-field stuff, all of that? How would you compare them?
Well, I've had one Caleb game. I've had now two Jaden games, so it's hard to say. I mean, they're both going to be superstars, and I don't want to pick one over the other, even though right now Jaden's got the edge, no question. And there's something about Daniels that's different than anybody I've ever seen in the league, and I've been covering him a long time. He has the elusiveness to extend plays, and it's not at a Lamar Jackson level, but it's pretty smooth. You know, it's chaos is really what scrambling. It's a desperation play most of the time. He makes it look easy, but he's not like doing 360s and hurdling people and slashing. But he somehow he gets tremendous rushing yardage. His passing is, I mean, I know he was probably not as accurate on Sunday because of the injury. Still pretty darn good. But what I saw up at Baltimore, this is why he's like 76% or whatever these Star Wars numbers are. His precision is amazing. Again, I watch the plays with my own eyes, and I go to the monitor when the play is, when the ball is dead. I'm watching it, and it's just amazing what it looks like sometimes when you're in person to see the ball come off the hands of these NFL quarterbacks. It's impressive. Comparisons are a dangerous game. But his passing is, it's right up there. The accuracy, look at the strength. There's a lot to it. Guy's got an arm. That is some weapon.
Joined by Jim Nantz, CBS Sports lead play-by-play announcer. How far do you think this Commanders team can go this season as they're currently constructed? Do you think they can make a deep playoff run?
Well, look, at the beginning of the year, if you would have said they're going to make the playoffs, everybody would, they would have already thrown the parade. You know, knowing that's the kind of season you get to enjoy. I think they're a playoff team. It's easy to say that now, where they are with their record. They could win that division. I mean, the NFC is truly wide open. San Francisco's not the juggernaut that a lot of people anticipated they would be decimated by injury. And by the way, if McCaffrey comes back and he's healthy, they still are missing key guys. And they're going to still be dangerous if Christian's back. Detroit looks like the team to beat. But in that division, my goodness, you got Philadelphia's a little better than actually kind of the vibe around Philly right now. And you guys in Washington still have two games to play with them. So, I mean, I don't want to eliminate Dallas yet, but there's just so much up in the air. So many bad performances to this point, some of them at home. It feels like a Eagles Commanders chase for the division. So, you know, let's see where they go in the playoffs. Look at the matchups. But yeah, I don't think there's any fear with this team. None. I know there's not with Jaden. He's played enough big games in college level and.
The other thing, Jim, that everyone's talking about is just the sort of the brotherhood. They keep using that word, brotherhood. The culture that Quinn has brought and the guys he's brought in here, it's been kind of incredible.
It's all Dan.
Yeah.
You know, Matt Ryan's a good friend of mine. He works for us now in the studio. And he played for Dan. And I know he thought he was the best he'd ever been around. It's just unfortunate that, you know, the game that they blew in the Super Bowl to New England up 28-3. That just should not be the way you define this man's ability to coach. And that was not all on him in any capacity. I mean, they won the NFC Championship. And, you know, there are a lot of decisions that are made in that game that are made by the staff.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that was a twist of fate that really hurts. But there might be a very, happy reversal of that storyline somewhere down the road. Because players believe in him. Mm-hmm. You know, they still believed in him when they he was jettisoned from the Falcons. And he had been there like 6 years. So sometimes the message for some of these guys, it's got a short lifespan. Dan's never got watered down or diluted. His team's always played for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a prize find in the offseason. So I think they'll be...
We're in good hands. We're in good hands.
Great ride. Great. Yep. You've got, I'm telling you, you've got a guy up there, that plus the guy just north of you in Baltimore, John Harbaugh.
Uh-huh.
Those two coaches... Phenomenal. Both of them. A+.
Yep, and you'll be calling Ravens Broncos this weekend, Jim. We really do appreciate the time, and we'll have to get you in here next time you're in the D.C. area.
Well, I'd like to be with you Damatha boys. I didn't know that about you. I'm learning all along.
Look at that.
About you guys.
Yeah, there you go.
Look at that.
Only two of the guys are Damatha boys.
That's all right. Don't be jealous.
All of you. I know that.
Don't be jealous. Are you in town? What's the next golf thing? Do we have any golf in town anymore?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. No, DC's a golf desert.
That was the kid. I get close this year. There's going to be a one-year event in Philadelphia up the road.
Well, maybe we go up there.
Road trip. Yeah. Road trip to see Nancy.
Nancy.
I would love that.
All right, Jim, thanks again so much.
Call
we do appreciate
week.
It.
You guys, if you make it there. Thanks, guys. You are the best, too.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye-bye.
That's Jim Nantz, CBS Sports lead play-by-play announcer, taking some time for the Junks, which is much appreciated.
Wait, what are they doing up in Philly? What are they doing up there? We have to find out.
I don't know. PGA Championship.
Are they having
Or is that in Frisco?
I'll look at the
whatever
schedule.
They're having, we might be worth it. It's a 2-hour drive.
See, where's U.S. Open next
year? You know how silly it
was? You should know that, Val. I'm kind of disappointed you don't know.
It's Wells Fargo. Is that Truist? That's what it says. May.
In May?
Yeah.
Dude, you know how silly it was when we were up there in the booth and he's just doing his thing?
It was pretty cool.
He slides in a little Junkies reference.
Yeah.
Nick Faldo. I wasn't there. I heard Nick Faldo wasn't exactly
Nick
the same.
Care.
It's Sir
he
Nick Faldo.
Fine.
To you,
he
JP.
Was fine. He didn't care though.
Not just Nick Faldo.
He did pose for a picture with us.
I'm more of an Immelman guy, anyways.
You are. No, that's pretty cool.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
Good to take some time out for the Junk.
Yeah, we botched it. We should have had him in the studio last week.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? He's a busy guy.
Your mic crackles.
He's a busy man.
He's come in before.
Hey, we gotta wait for our putting mat to get here before we have.
You know what? It's in Laurel right now.
You're tracking your putting mat?
I tracked it during
the show. Hey, can we get him to sign it?
Remember all the time he spent talking about this fancy putter that he got?
Yeah.
I heard him during the break. You're done with it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I might get the broomstick version.
Oh. Hey, broomsticks are big on Halloween.
Yeah. I just feel like I could get it on. I started online better with the with the longer putter.
Mm. They outlawed the belly putter or whatever.
I mean, it's the same thing. You just can't
allowed to anchor.
You just can't anchor against your body. Now, you could do an arm lock. You could do a Matt Kuchar arm lock.
They don't really enforce the anchor.
You can do with whatever anchor. You want with your boys.
Matt Kuchar, yeah, he has an arm lock when it comes to tipping. He's got that arm lock. He's not giving his
Bernhard Langer has that thing against his bony chest all the time.
Well, isn't he 70 years old? Yeah. He probably should.
Right. I don't know. I'm probably going to go to golf today. We'll see.
Let's do it.
Spot. You never know. What'd you say?
It's my spot.
That is your, no, but I go to the one in Rockville.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. Sometimes I go to the one in Tyson's.
Randy over there.
You dress up as a good putter?
Yeah.
Nice. It would be impossible.
You won't lend him your gift card for his trip to golf them today,
correct,
will you? Probably won't do
You've
that.
You've never said anything more truthful.
Yeah. All right, speaking of gift cards, people can line up right now because we have not one, but two $100 gift cards to Metropolitan Hospitality Group. We're going to give those away along with two pairs of tickets to see Metallica when they come to Northwest Stadium. It's going to be very simple. We're just going to bring up one caller at a time. We'll give you a name of a horror movie character. If you can name the movie that they star in, you will win said prize because, hello, it is Halloween. 800-636-1067. You can get lined up right now. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.